Now, I'm just going to be obedient to the Lord, so y'all might as well settle in, and we got a little ways to go, because you ain't heard from me yet. But I do want to have my sister Angie come and share a word with us. She's been sharing words with us, and God is blessing us. Come on, you can walk. And the Lord has been blessing us with the word. She gives us a word, and it's a wonderful right now word.
Tell the Lord thank you. God is good. It's a blessing to see another year. I see another resurrection day. I'm reading out of Romans 1 and 16. And it says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, the good news of Christ. For it is God's power working unto salvation for deliverance from eternal death to anyone who believes. With a personal trust and a confident surrender and firm reliance to the Jews first and also to the Greeks. For in the gospel, a righteousness which God ascribes is revealed, both springing from faith and leading to faith disclosed through the way of faith that arouses to more faith. As it is written, a man who through faith is just and upright shall live and shall live by faith." So I just, you know, encourage y'all to be strong in the Lord. I mean, I thought about the day God is so good that he allowed us to see another day. It's such a blessing. I saw on TV, I was going through my little petty stuff in my mind about stuff that kind of irritated me. The past couple of weeks and stuff, dealing with my car and stuff. I had some work I had to get done anyway. And I was flicking the channel, and I on public television, they had this 16-year-old little young man, and he had promised to be a professional baseball player. He had people, recruiters coming around, you know, want to recruit him for college to play professional baseball eventually. Anyway, he was sitting on the steps with some friends of his. Nine guys came up and wanted to know he was in the game. He said no, he wasn't in the game. But for some reason, they just went out and started shooting at these young guys that were sitting around just minding their own business, just hanging out. And that young man got shot 5 times. And he had 54 surgeries done. And as an event, he had lost blood circulation in his legs, so they had to amputate his legs. He lost some of his large and small intestines. They had to do some serious work on him. And then they have this home where they try to rehabilitate them and get them back out into the world. Teach them how to drive and how to function. And it was another guy, he lost his arm, but I missed the part how he lost his arm. But he's a triathlete. And this man swims in the ocean and he does all that, but he's number one and the paraplegic in the in that disability. He's number one triathlete in this country. And I was like, man. And it started really getting to me. And then I saw this movie. It's a fictional movie, but it's all too real. It's called For Colored Girls. I don't know if y'all heard about this, but it's a story about these women basically had issues with men where they had been raped or got in bad relationships, dealing with men. A lot of them been physically, sexually abused. And I was like, you know, after I listened to all that and I cut the TV off, and I said, I need to study. And I was pacing back and forth, started praying. I said, Lord, I repent. Because I'm sitting here for the past days just going through the motions about my little petty stuff. there are some people got real issues in the world. I'm blessed. I have all my limbs. And I think we take our limbs for granted. Even though I don't hear well, I could hear. I have my legs. My internal organs are, you know, they slow because of the things that, you know, my thyroid, but I have my organs. I can see with my eyes. You know, I have a job I can go to every day. I'm not disabled. You know, I never, and I had some issues in the past dealing with men, but God has delivered me. God has set me free. And I thank God, because if it wasn't for him willing to die on the cross for us, willing to be the ultimate sacrifice, we wouldn't even be here. We couldn't even last a second on this earth without that sacrifice, that ultimate sacrifice that he has given. He willingly died for us. He knew when he came on this earth, he knew what he was there for. He knew what his job was. He knew when he walked the earth that he would be that sacrifice. And close to the end, he suffered. He really suffered. Even before they captured him, he was sweating great drops of blood because he was stressing. He was depressed because he knew that time would come where he would have to be that sacrifice. He had to go through anguish, total anguish and pain that we never knew. And he said, well, Lord, take this cup away, but not my will, but your will. But he knew it was God's will. And he went through, and I just thank God that he went through what he went through. Because without him, we are truly nothing. And I have learned, and I'm learning, still learning, not to take my life for granted. Because there's a lot of people going through a worse situation than I have. And this woman, and I'm going to make this short, this woman, I went skating last night, and I hadn't seen her in months. I'm 46. She's 45. And I said, girl, I hadn't seen you in a long time. Where you been? She said, I'm all right. You know, I'll be moving, going back to New York. I said, yeah. I said, that's your hometown? She said, yeah, it's my hometown. I said, you homesick? She said, well, no, not really. I just don't like Tallahassee. I said, you don't like that? She said, no. She said, because this is a family town. There's nothing for single women here. And I want to be married, and this she was going through, and me and her been through this conversation before. I said, you know what, girl, I understand where you're coming from. I said, but I made peace with that. God knows what I need. He knows the desires of my heart. But until that time, I'm going to be single and satisfied. I'm going to enjoy the life that God has given me. When that time comes, it'll happen. But I'm going to have peace. Because God knows my heart. And I'll try to encourage her and stuff and, you know, let her know that, you know, God heard your prayer. She said, I've been praying to God. I said, you, God heard your prayer. He knows your heart. And when that time comes, God's time is the right time. He knows exactly the kind of man that you need. So when that time comes, he'll find you wherever you are. You know, and so, but I had to encourage her, but she said, I heard all that before. I said, yeah, I know you have. I said, but, you know, we just got to trust God because he got a good plan regardless. You know, so we might as well get happy anyway because, you know, he's in control anyway. So you might as well enjoy the life that you're living now instead of going through the motion because it is what it is. We just need to trust God. And I'm sorry for being long-winded, but God is good.
She had to obey God, y'all. It is what it is.